Now that the Shahed drone threat has arrived in the Middle East, the U.S. and Arab allies formally requested Ukraine's help. And this week, Ukrainian troops have arrived to start training. Nick Schifrin speaks to a Ukrainian official key to that effort.
And I'm now joined by the advisor on strategic affairs to Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, Alexander Commission. Alexander, thanks very much. Welcome. Good to see you again.
Happy to see you again, Nick.
What is Ukraine now providing to the Middle East, now that it is the Middle East that is facing the threat of Shahed drones, as Ukraine has faced for years?
Well, this night we had probably the biggest in our history, the record high night of the number of Shahids and missiles coming in, and that was 700 plus. So we're going through really complicated days. Even though we got 11 official requests from Middle East countries.
11 requests across the region.
European and US as well, to help with deterring Shahids in the Middle East. We get over 60,000 of Shahids for the last year. We learned now to take more than 90% of them down at cheap cost, in efficient way, and that's probably something we would be happy to share with our partners.
There's no one way to shoot these drones down. So the Ukrainians that are arriving in the Middle East, will they bring with them the ability to shoot down the drones, to bring down the drones electronically? What are the capabilities that they're going to help teach these countries?
That's all types of counter-drone solutions. That's EW.
Electronic warfare.
Yeah, that's sonic acoustic sensors, and that's drone interceptors. All types of them finally give us the capability to take down over 90% of Shahid.
How difficult has it been for Ukraine to learn over the years how to create your own technology to do this on a cheap basis regularly?
Well, Nick, last time we met 3 years ago, we did not produce much. Mm. Now we've learned how to produce Zbroya. That's Ukrainian name for weapon. The drone interceptor cost is less than $5,000. The cheapest ones are roughly $2,000. Considering the cost of Shahid, because some of them cost from $50,000 to $150,000, that's pretty much efficient. And at this point, the fast relief is sending some assets and some trainers to them. And later we would be happy to go on with investments, joint procurement, joint production, whatever.
Is that Ukraine's long-term goal, to get some of this international investment to build up its own capabilities?
Exactly. You know, there is a drone deal in discussion between U.S. administration and my president, Zelensky. And we would be happy if the drone deal finally happens and we will have joint production of Ukrainian Zbroya in U.S.
As part of that drone deal, a senior Ukrainian official tells PBS NewsHour that last August, President Volodymyr Zelensky offered Ukrainian anti-drone technology to help defend the Middle East. The official says the offer received no formal reply. Until Iranian drones started landing in the Gulf 11 days ago.
What has been the United States, what has been the Trump administration's role in trying to get some of this Ukrainian technology into the Middle East?
At some point, you know, there was a discussion that my president doesn't have cards.
You don't have the cards. You're buried there. Your people are dying.
Looks like the card is already in his hands, and looks like the card is called Zbroya. That's Ukrainian weapon. We are happy to share that lessons learned.
Has Russia been improving Shahed drone technology that originally, of course, came from Iran in order for these Shaheds to be better at evading air defense? Have you seen that in Ukraine? And do you know whether that technology has been transferred to Iran?
Indeed, Nick. They made it better in Russia. They innovate well. We have to accept it. And at this point, we know that they share back to Iran not only the technology, but also some components. Some drones taken down in the Gulf have Russian components produced in Russia. So finally, it's both way exchange of the technology between Iran and Russia.
And finally, is Ukraine worried that with the world's attention on Iran and the Middle East, United States' attention on air defense for its own bases in the Middle East, that Ukraine will get fewer weapons?
We are helping to make secure Gulf. And we believe that we will still keep the same support from US, from Europe, from all our strategic partners, and we will get more with help in the Gulf. The axis of evil is working well. They support each other in a very strong way. I strongly believe that all the allies, all the free world, as they say, will stand together. And with things we learned how to produce in Ukraine, with resources you have, we will make the free world safer.
Advisor on Strategic Affairs to President Zelensky, Alexander Commission, thank you very much.
Thank you, Nick.